What then shall we declare? That we may be persisting in sin, that grace should be increasing? May it not be coming to that. We, who died to sin, how shall we still be living in it? Or are you ignorant that whoever are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? We, then, were entombed together with him through baptism into death, that, even as Christ was roused from among the dead, through the glory of the Father, thus we also should be walking in newness of life. For if we have become planted together in the likeness of his death, nevertheless we shall be of the resurrection also, knowing this, that our old humanity was crucified together with him, that the body of sin may be nullified, for us by no means to be still slaving for sin. For one who dies has been justified from sin. Now if we die together with Christ, we believe that we shall be living together with him also, having perceived that Christ, being roused from among the dead, is no longer dying. Death is lording it over him no longer. For in that he died to sin once for all time. Yet in that he is living to God. Thus you also, be reckoning yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let not sin, then, be reigning in your mortal body, for you to be obeying its lusts, nor yet be presenting your members as implements of injustice to sin, but present yourselves to God as if alive from among the dead, and your members as implements of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be lording it over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we be sinning, seeing that we are not under law, but under grace? May it not be coming to that. Are you not aware that to whom you are presenting yourselves as slaves for obedience, his slaves you are, whom you are obeying, whether of sin for death or of obedience for righteousness? Now thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin, yet you obey from the heart the type of teaching to which you were given over. Now, being freed from sin, you are enslaved to righteousness. As a man, I am saying this because of the infirmity of your flesh. For even as you present your members as slaves to uncleanness and to lawlessness for lawlessness, thus now present your members as slaves to righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free as to righteousness. What fruit, then, had you then? Of which you are now ashamed. For indeed, the consummation of those things is death. Yet now, being freed from sin, yet enslaved to God, you have your fruit for holiness. Now the consummation is life aeonian. For the ration of sin is death, yet the gracious gift of God is life aeonian in Christ Jesus our Lord.